KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:05, it's cloudy and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies here today with isolated showers and a high around 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. Iowa DOT District 4 Transportation Coordinator Scott Sewer in Atlantic provided an update Tuesday on the Highway 6 or 7th Street construction project. Sewer said last week the contractor completed the taper on the west end of the project and poured two intersections and completed some sidewalk work. Plans for this week include paving from Cherry through Plum Streets today, which completes the pavement for the westbound lane and turn lane. Next, the contractor will begin paving the eastbound lane starting at Plum Street. They will continue paving west until they reach the end of the west end of the project. They'll also continue pouring driveways and intersections between the main line pours. Police in Creston say a Union County woman was arrested late Tuesday morning on a warrant for failure to comply with her pretrial release on original charges of two counts of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and driving while revoked. 38-year-old Sarah Exline of Afton was brought to the Union County Jail and later released on a $5,000 cash bond. Also, an 11-year-old male from Creston was referred to juvenile authorities from the Law Enforcement Center Tuesday with regard to fourth-degree theft charges. The boy was subsequently released to the custody of his mother. And a Creston resident reported to police Tuesday that sometime between July 25th and August 1st, someone took from her residence a Wii game system, Wii controller, and five games. The woman said also an electric scooter was taken from her garage. The loss was estimated at $500. Two people suffered possible unknown injuries during a collision Tuesday morning in Creston, but authorities say the drivers of both vehicles were not transported to the hospital. Authorities say a 1992 Chevy pickup driven by 24-year-old Bruce Allen Yenzer of Creston was traveling north on Cedar Street just before 8 a.m. At the same time, a 2006 Saturn driven by 79-year-old Geraldine LaVon Ray of Orient was traveling southbound. As Ray was making a left turn into her driveway, her car was hit head-on by the pickup. The collision caused the pickup to spin 180 degrees before it came to rest facing north. The car went off the road and hit a power pole. The vehicles sustained a total of $7,500 damage. Police cited Ray for failure to yield upon making a left turn. Bond proposals to build a replacement jail in Dallas County and new recreational facilities in Polk City have been rejected. Dallas County officials say 52% of voters Tuesday nixed plans to issue $16.8 million in bonds for a jail and law enforcement center. Voters in 2013 and 2014 also had refused to fund a new jail and direct other county administration offices. The bond issue in Polk County would have funded an aquatic center and 13 athletic fields. Existing baseball and softball fields at the Polk City Sports Complex would have been upgraded. Polk City voters had rejected a 2011 bond referendum to upgrade those recreation facilities. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce has announced Atlantic Motor Supply Napa is the new premier partner of the Atlantic Fest Car Show, which will be held rain or shine this Saturday. Cars will enter at 3rd and Poplar Street. Registration will take place from 8:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Judging will begin afterwards with trophy presentations at 4 p.m. There are 26 different show classes available, including specialty classes such as Teen, Rad Rod, and Tri-5. The day of registration for $15 will be accepted from 8 a.m. to noon. And Atlantic Fest is presented by First Whitney Bank and Trust, and again will be held this Saturday with activities for everyone. Officials in Atlantic say a portion of the building that houses City Hall will be open to the public for the first time since the 1970s. City Administrator John Lund says the Atlantic City Hall will host an open house during Atlantic Fest Saturday from 10 until 1 so the public may visit the large multi-purpose room on the second floor. The Atlantic City Council is considering renovating the multi-purpose room, and Lund said the public is invited to take advantage of this rare opportunity to visit it and provide input about a possible remodel project. The second floor is not accessible by elevator, which is one reason it has been closed to the public. City Hall is located at 23 East 4th Street at the intersection of 4th and Walnut. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce says everyone is invited to come out and help celebrate Salute Gymnastics' new future location this evening. Their new facility is located at 314 Walnut Street in Atlantic, where a groundbreaking ceremony will take place this evening at 5:30. The new building will be 7,500 square feet and will feature a pro shop, kitchenette, parent viewing area, and plenty of space for all their gymnastics equipment. Headingson Construction will begin putting the footings in place on August 17th, and the project is expected to be completed in some 2 to 3 months. Towers that welcome visitors to Council Bluffs will shine a little brighter at night thanks to the installation of LED lights. The Daily Nonpareil reports the LED lights are more energy efficient than the tower's original neon lights and will allow for more colors. The structures were built in 2002 as part of an Iowa West Foundation project. The retrofit took about 4 months, and Iowa West switched the tower lights back on in late July. The tower lights currently feature red, yellow, and orange and green as part of a summer theme. It's scheduled to remain until August 15th, when it will be followed by a rainbow theme until the end of this month. And officials in Shelby County say Xenia Road, which is shared between Shelby and Audubon counties, is closed for a culvert replacement project. The culvert is just north of the Dale Peterson residence at 526 Xenia, the Lanny Olson residence at 3048 Xenia, and Brad Bayless residence at 3056 Xenia. Officials say the area has many dirt or level B roads, and considerable attention is for alternate route planning will be necessary for emergency personnel needing to respond to homes in the area. If you have any questions, you can contact the Shelby County Engineer's Office at 755-5954. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.